This is the last Chicago Public Square newscast for a while. I'm Charlie Meyerson, and I created this thing. As fun as it is, it takes a lot of time to produce, and so we're going to take a summer break, partly to free more bandwidth for the main Chicago Public Square daily email and other new projects, and partly to check that old saying that absence makes the heart grow fonder. If you'd like the newscast to return sooner rather than later, you can convey your heart's fondness rating via email by writing to newscast@chicagopublicsquare.com. That's newscast@chicagopublicsquare.com. Regardless, you're always welcome at the website, chicagopublicsquare.com, where you should definitely sign up to get news dispatches from the Mothership Daily for free. And follow Chicago Public Square on Facebook and Twitter for between edition fixes. For now, though, on with the news. Lots of gushing over Chance the Rapper's purchase of the dormant Chicagoist website from New York public radio station WNYC, a move he announced in a song called I Might Need Security.
I bought the Chicagoist just to run you racist bitches out of business.
The initial headline on a Vanity Fair report on the deal was Chance the Rapper Saves Chicago Journalism. But cooler heads apparently prevailed, and the magazine has since scaled back that enthusiasm. The headline now reads, Chance the Rapper Stands Up for Chicago Journalism. Even that may need some tweaking, depending on what he does next. The rest of his song makes clear that Chance is no fan of a lot of journalism. The refrain is a soulful and melodic repetition of the phrase, "Fuck you." And the part where he announces his purchase of Chicagoist makes clear those he aims to run out of business include legacy journalism organizations like Crain's and the Sun-Times. And Mr. The Rapper hasn't always been a supporter of journalistic freedom. A 2017 article in Vulture explains Chance successfully pressed MTV News to remove a review critical of one of his performances. Add to this a list of things Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg may have to answer for, at least from journalists. BuzzFeed News cites the company's internal documents and other sources as saying that in the days after Donald Trump's election, Zuckerberg placed a secret, previously unreported call to the president-elect, congratulating Trump's team on its victory and a campaign that spent millions on Facebook ads. And BuzzFeed says those documents also demonstrate Facebook adapted Trump campaign methods to further refine the marketing model that Facebook uses to assess its own advertising now. And, hey, stay out of Lake Michigan for a while, won't you? The National Weather Service is warning people through the weekend of potentially deadly rip currents, the kind of water flow hidden beneath calm surface waters, but capable of pulling you under and drowning you. Be safe out there. I'm Charlie Meyerson. More news daily at chicagopublicsquare.com.